Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another live edition. We're here every Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the one and only GCN Radio Network. The network itself retransmits the broadcast over the satellites, internet, and shortwave from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. That's 10 to 1 a.m. Eastern. And, of course, at InfoWars.com, we restream the show consecutively 21 hours a day until the next live transmission begins. You can tune in when you want, where you want, how you want. You can also subscribe to the free podcast at InfoWars.com and have that downloaded for free to your MP3 or iPod device on a daily basis. Big news day today. Scores of economists, mainstream newspapers, television is talking about a Great Depression. And I assure you that the mainstream media would not be running with this unless they'd gotten the orders from higher up that it was okay to go with the reality. And unless there was an attempt by the establishment to further implode the economy so they can criminally consolidate. And that is certainly what's happening. So I want to get more into the globalist master plan with the economy and what I think is going to unfold in the next year. We've talked a lot about what they're setting up, what they're doing, what currently is happening. But looking forward, I've been asking all these economists and experts and stock traders and people we've had on and Nobel Prize winners and the father of Reaganomics and others to give us their take. Well, I'm here to give you my take later on in the second hour today. There's some good news. A federal judge rules two Patriot Act provisions are unconstitutional. The problem is when other judges have ruled similarly, Bush just goes to Congress and has them pass unconstitutional laws, and then Bush claims veto power over the courts. Which, quite frankly, he has to a certain extent, but not when it is this flagrant. You know, the three branches are meant to be at each other's throats. Clearly, the presidency, though, the executive, has gotten way too powerful and is out of its purview and needs to be reined in. So we'll go over that today. And, of course, I mentioned the economic news. Here's just some of it I have in front of me. Home sales prices continue to fall. Price drops accelerated in July, the steepest rate in 16 years. You're going, wait a minute, it's September, about to be October. What are you giving us July's numbers? Housing numbers are generally 2 to 3 months behind. So a lot of times, other statistics are years behind. You'll hear me talk about the census. That's 2000. You'll hear me talk about troop death numbers, and they only come out once a year, basically. So we've got 9-month-old numbers. I mean, it's just that's the nature of the beast. And then a week later, you'll hear me with some new, bigger number, and that's because the new numbers have come out. There's some been attempts at debunking by debunkers that fool the weak-minded public. They'll take a 2-year-old show I did where I say there's been 47 million abortions. Then they'll cut it in with me saying there's been 50-plus million. And they go, look at the liar. No, time goes by. Time goes by. But the tricks they play on people are pretty juvenile, but it seems to work on some. U.S. economy, durable goods orders declined in August. We'll get into those numbers. Those just came out. Generals are revolting at an alarming rate. Never in history have generals revolted against a war like they are now in Iraq. And that's our top story when we get back. Remember Saddam Hussein was given the offer a week before the invasion to leave the country? Well, there's been a big development. He offered to leave and they said no. It's huge. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. We'll come back and cover it.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Digestive Tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, strap yourselves in. We're about to plunge directly into massive news on the war front, the economy, the biomedical warfare attacks against the population of the planet, police going completely wild, getting caught all over the country on video and getting fired, and then stalking the people that videotaped them. It's all in the news today. But I did want to remind the listeners that Endgame, my masterpiece, the globalist master plan, if you want to understand who the New World Order are, how they operate, what their plans are, and what their final goal is, the extermination of 80% of the population, that matter if you're black or white or Hispanic or a cop or a school teacher, we're all in this together, ladies and gentlemen. Endgame the movie.com. What is the endgame.com? You can find links to them up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The two domain names point to the same site, run by Kurt Nemo in association with Aaron Dykes, who's putting the big history section in there in the next couple weeks. It's got a bunch of thumbnail images from the film. It's got three different trailers up there, two of them new that were just released yesterday. And the reason you want to go to whatistheendgame.com and endgamethemovie.com is because you can watch the three trailers on YouTube. But if you go to the actual website, we have it off our new content distribution servers. You can see it in the type of quality. We're talking television quality. It's unbelievably crisp. that you're going to be able to watch it as PrisonPlanet.tv members. So go watch the trailers right there at whatistheendgame.com and endgamethemovie.com. And Paul Watson wrote an article yesterday that happened to have the new trailers in it. If human beings are a virus, then what is the endgame? You can also find that article on PrisonPlanet.com and get over to the trailers right there as well. In fact, I need to tell my webmasters to get just direct links to the new website so people don't have to search around to find it, because you'll get home tonight and go, what was that domain? I mean, we've been building it for weeks, and I kind of go, oh, wait, what are those new domain names? Okay. There is just so much here. Saddam offered exile, but neocons unleashed carnage anyway. What could have been saved? $1 trillion? A million lives? The global reputation of the U.S.? But that wasn't the plan, was it? Then I have this. Death associated with HPV vaccine start rolling in. Over 3,500 adverse effects reported. Now, it had only been out a couple months, and they admitted 3 deaths and over 1,500. And it's been out now for 9 months. In just a couple months, there were that many. And with a new drug, this is an official guesstimation. This is what they teach at medical school. And you can ask any nurse who knows these numbers. They can tell you. You can go check it for yourself. But around 1 in 100 adverse reactions with a new drug get reported. New product, medical product. You can't call a live virus that goes into the body a drug, really, I guess. A augmentation, an alteration in your genetic code there. We'll put it that way. Live, already formed, postnatal genetic engineering. Anything post-zygote is a disaster, but c'est la vie. Bon voyage. Sayonara. But, all right, I'm already digressing. U.S. nuclear weapons being guarded by Israel. Now, I'd known this for years, but I saw it in a news report. I thought I'd go over that. Also, U.S. killer snipers, this out of the Washington Post, Monday, September 24th. I missed this a few days ago. And it says they actually put out detonation cord, what looks like explosives, but what the general public, like the average person in Austin, Texas, or Houston, Texas, or New York City, saw det cord and explosives laying on the ground, you wouldn't know what they were. Anybody picks it up, they grease them. Huh. That's quite a system. By the way, those kills won't help the insurgency. And the Pentagon knows that. Killing innocent people. Now, the troops think they're fighting the insurgency. They're like the general public. They don't know. They don't understand that it's actually meant to break the country down even more. It's designed to create resistance. So every innocent person you blast, troops, you produce on average, according to Pentagon's own studies, more than 3 people. Comes out to 3 point something, I forget the exact number. So, that's not a very good move, but the Pentagon knows that. In the P2OG plan, written in 2000, $6 billion of funding a year since then. What's $6 billion? 2002, 2003, 4, 5, in 5 years, 5 times $6 billion. Ooh, we're talking about quite a bit, $30 billion. To direct programs to make the Arabs fight us. That's a lot of cash to stir them up. And with it, you get training for the foolish snipers, which they think is... I said I just mentioned the news. I'm already getting into it. 73,000 dead U.S. troops in Iraq story, a complete hoax. And I really have to say, the guy that puts all these reports out that other people just keep picking up on. I don't normally spend my time debunking people that are wrong, but it's obviously on purpose. I mean, even after a few months ago, the guy put out a report that there were Amero coins being printed by the Mint, and then the companies online that sells them as a way to illustrate how evil the Amero is, because the coin has symbols of the police state on it, and then even after the person was contacted to go, these are not official Amero coins, they said, yes, they are. 73,000 Gulf War vets from Gulf War II have died of the close to a million people that have been rotated, not just through Iraq, but been in the military period, veterans since that point, have died. And the spin is that they died in Iraq. That is not true. And what happens with these straw men is disinfo is put out, then it'll be blamed on me. It'll be blamed on you. When you're in a message board somewhere and trying to post something, they'll go, oh, you're the guys that say 73,000 troops died. You're the liars. You're the guys that say holograms hit the World Trade Centers. You're the guys that say Mickey Mouse controls the planet from Pluto. See, that's straw man attacks. Oh, you're the guys that say space beams did it. I was reading through dig comments yesterday because I usually get so many tips and links to good information there, but I also get to read the detractors. And it's Alex Jones said we were going to have a depression by September 21st. He said there were record put options, and he said we were going to be in a depression. We probably wrote, 10, 12 articles on that in the months leading up. We picked up on it from the Dow Jones News. We said that we didn't know it was going to happen, that it was called a Bin Laden trade, and that if the market didn't go down by 30% in Europe, that these individuals would lose billions, and they did. The market went down, so they didn't completely lose their hind ends, but it didn't go down by 30% in Europe. Went down by what? Overall, about 15%. But in the bank stocks, they went down about 30%, in some cases more. Northern Rock went down by almost 40%. But I just reported on what the Dow Jones Newswire said, and we didn't say that, and we put in the articles people are saying this. And we put articles saying it was being exaggerated. But see, when they're done with me, I'm the progenitor of that, not Dow Jones. I'm the person where that came from. Then again, I'm going over enemy disinfo so you learn how to recognize it. I've had so many emails and requests and on the PrisonPlanet.com forum. They've asked me to do whole shows on it, and I may do that. But you got to be very delicate about disinfo, because if you mention disinfo, that's what they want. It's a tar baby. You can't specifically mention who's putting out the disinfo, because that then gives them attention. You have to inoculate the public, and I mean that in a good way. It has a bad connotation, that term today, semantically, but I mean in a good way. You have to psychologically and mentally, with facts and evidence, inoculate the public with knowledge so that you can then recognize for yourself and develop that palate. And you'll develop that palate according to your own gifts and your own intellect. You'll see things I don't see. I'll see things you don't see. But together, we do have this first world mind to fight the New World Order, this independent global intelligence network that is unstoppable. And we have the highly motivated individuals who love liberty and freedom and who have a spirit of stewardship and of the guardian. And more I realize that's what life is really all about, is to be a nurturative person who builds others up. I've always taken pleasure in it, and I've never understood why others take pleasure in tearing others down. But that's the spirit of losers. And even the New World Order are losers. They have great power and they've gotten into positions, but they are losing out on what it is to truly be human beings. I've also learned to isolate myself from losers. I no longer associate with losers. If somebody around me shows evidences of being a loser, I immediately disassociate. But when we should all do that, by the way. It's just, unless they're your family, then with your family, you got to stick it out and help them. Good people put up with baloney far too long. And I've just gotten to the point where I just don't, why should I, if somebody's being mean to me or doing bad things to me, rationalize it or put up with it? Same thing with bad cops, bad government. Why should good cops put up with bad cops? Why should good city workers put up with bad city workers? Why should we put up with their culture of corruption dominating us? I say it stops. Okay, that's not even one-tenth of the news I've got here. It's all off the chart today. Here's the big story of the day, and this should become a massive story. It probably won't. This is bigger than the Downing Street memo. It's bigger than the White House memo. It's bigger than Treasury Secretary O'Neill saying within 5 days of Bush being in office, he was in the the larger annex room next there in the East Wing with the vice president, with the president, with huge maps about how they were going to attack Iraq and claim he was a dictator. It's bigger than the vice president writing in PNAC documents September 2000 saying Saddam isn't a threat. Admitting, no, this is bigger. This is huge. Saddam tried to give up, and they said, no way, Jose.
How else are we going to tear your country to pieces and exterminate your people? This is genocide, Iraqi!
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
We'll die for the system. A little piece of you. A little piece of me.
Huge off-the-charts news, red alert, ladies and gentlemen. It was Gary Hart that triggered me to issue the warning. By the way, I was looking at it last night on YouTube, and did you know that the full clip of me warning about Bin Laden, it was a two-and-a-half-hour TV show. Back then, in the summer of 2001, I was doing a two-and-a-half-hour TV show once a week, and it's on a three-hour tape somewhere around here in the office. There's thousands of tapes here. But we took the main body of it and put it in Masters of Terror. And I said, they'll probably attack the World Trade Center and blame it on their CIA asset, Bin Laden. And then I went on to describe it in more detail. Whoever grabbed it and put it up there didn't even put the whole clip up. It's got hundreds of thousands of views per upload. There's a bunch of versions. And it's all these different edits of it. So as soon as Aaron gets in, he was here late last night, I'm going to have him get Masters of Terror, because I put it in there. I'm going to have the whole thing, you know, the part we put in the film, up there where I predicted 9/11. But it was hundreds of reasons, and other people picked up on it too. I mean, Gary Hart, with the Gary Hart, Warren Rudman, Hart-Rudman Commission, CFR panel that recommended Homeland Security, 51 points, all of them adopted before 9/11, gave speeches with Clinton in 93 calling for a Department of Homeland Security. I mean, this is not Bush. He's a puppet, folks. It's an ongoing New World Order agenda. The last straw was July 23rd. You can go pull that up off Hardball. I believe it was a few days before. I'm saying the 23rd, right around there. One of those shows. And I already seen them introduce Bin Laden. He's going to get you. He's going to attack you. He's going to kill you. He's evil. Oh, my gosh, you have to give up all your rights when we get attacked. And I saw all of the news, all of the papers, and I knew the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver, bombed the World Trade Center the first time. And I just put it all together because then I was watching Hardball with Chris Matthews. He had Warren Rudman and Gary Hart on, and Gary Hart was on there talking. And I'd never seen Chris Matthews. I used to watch TV for like an hour every night on a stair stepper. I just quit watching TV basically after that point, except for films and stuff. I just couldn't stand it. But back then I watched a lot of TV still, and Matthews, a definite insider, said, I want to thank you for doing this on my show, announcing this. And I was going, this is weird, and they were acting real giddy, like schoolgirls, and giggling, and slapping each other on the knees. They were all sitting, you know how in Hardball they sit close to each other. And all of a sudden, they said, yeah, there's going to be big changes, big terror attacks, big buildings. They started laughing. Yeah, there's going to be troops. And they were giggling and laughing and winking and smiling. And I went, this is bragging. And my girlfriend was over, and I just freaked out. I said, baby. I said, oh, my God, I got to remember to tape this tonight. And of course, I didn't. I said, that's it. They're going to do it. She's like, what are you talking about? And this is 7 years ago or 6 years ago. And I said, they're going to hit. That's it. It's over. And I went on air the next day or the day after that, and I just, it all fell in place. He loves to brag beforehand, ladies and gentlemen. I am holding, from the Huffington Post, it's also been picked up by other news wires, a letter by Gary Hart that he has put out into the media, unsolicited advice to the government of Iran, a letter from Gary Hart to the government of Iran. I said we were coming back with the top story about Saddam, which is huge, trying to give up, and they wouldn't let him. This is so big. Tim works here in the office in customer service, does a fabulous job. That's why we got good customer service. At least it's heaven and hell comparison. Heaven now, hell before, compared to what we used to have. It's getting really good. And Tim, smart guy, walked over and he goes, tell me what you think of this. And I read one line. I went, oh, my. I literally almost staggered up against the wall. And I started saying, that's it. Hart's done it again, folks. This is bad news. Because he only pops up to say stuff when we are in deep trouble. And, oh, my gosh, this is off the charts. It's just, I know I say that all the time. Go listen to shows 2 years ago. I never talk like that. It's every day. Everything's speeding up. It's a quickening. When we get back, I'll tell you what he said. We're getting this up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. And I've told Paul and Steve and Ryan Slickhausen and Infowars.com, this is red level. He flat out comes right out with a double meaning. This is Hart's MO, his signature, his attack pattern, his modus operandi. This is it. I just hope it's bravado. We'll be right back. We'll tell you what he said when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRETActivatedWater.com or call 888-988-3325.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world.
All right, we're getting into this huge news with Gary Hart. The offer for Saddam also to leave was, of course, staged. That was later admitted, but he offered to leave, and they said no. We'll give you details on that. This is so big. But before I do that, you know, I had this really sweet Boston Terrier. He was kind of the old style of breed, like 40 pounds, really smart, really cool, loved him. And he just got huge melanoma, grew so fast. I mean, like in a week, it got giant where he couldn't even breathe. And they wanted to give him chemotherapy. It would have been thousands and thousands of dollars. And I said, okay. But I said, in my experience, and I worked for a small animal vet and a large animal vet in high school, and I said, large animal vet on the summers, I said, it'll probably kill him. And they gave him one shot of it, and then he basically had an allergic reaction. And by the time I got to the vet yesterday afternoon, he was basically unable to breathe and turning purple. When I got in there, so I just, he was basically about to pass out. He was strangling. And they tried a bunch of things, steroids, adrenaline, stuff like that. So they did, they gave him a lethal injection. And so I was depressed. I mean, it's not like when a member of the family dies, a human, but it also, as I said a few days ago when we found out he had cancer, it makes you think about all the others you've lost, all those that have died. And really, I just want to say this. I don't take life for granted. I realize how precious and transitory and fragile it is, and I realize how wondrous the blessings are of our everyday life. I mean, when I sit down and eat a meal, I appreciate it. I am thankful for it. I'm not saying I'm good either. This is why I feel good in my life, though, because I'm just operating the way you're supposed to. My head is screwed on partially straight. Compared to most people, it's screwed on backwards. And I see all these unhappy yuppies and liberals and conservatives, minorities, whatever. I don't want to just pick on yuppies. People are spoiled. Madison Avenue makes you think you don't have enough, makes you think that your life isn't good, makes you think you don't look right. I see these beautiful women all the time, and I read the studies where the more beautiful the woman is, the more ugly she thinks she is. Hey, we are living in the middle of wonderment. You're only alive one time. So the dog died. We got Grandma to come over and take care of the kids. I went over to my parents because they got a couple acres in town. We dug a hole, buried the dog, and sun was setting, and my wife was hungry, so we went over to a plane. We pull up, and we get out. The sun's just set, and giant moonrise, huge red moon rising, totally gorgeous. You could see planets popping out right as we looked into the sky, right as nightfall came. You could see the planets appearing, and a cool breeze, the first hints of fall, probably about 75 degrees, the smell of juniper, the smell of cut grass. And I just saw incredible beauty standing right there in a strip mall parking lot. And then how beautiful my wife was and how blessed I am. And, again, we just don't recognize people can walk by wonderment. And just, we're on a planet hurtling through space out in the boondocks of a spiral galaxy. There's life. I mean, insects on the ground are so complex. In their design, squirrels, pigeons, falcons, eagles, deer, the beautiful lakes and rivers and tadpoles, and then human beings with the electrical life force, energy, their soul burning. And you still see some people that are still burning with life force and humanity and just literally the energy that God has put into us. We're made in God's image. What we envision, we then are able decades or generations later to build. I mean, that is God-like power. The shadow of it, but still the shadow is mighty. And I'm going to tell you, women, you're a few pounds overweight. So what? Stop feeling inadequate. It's the fact that you're insecure that doesn't make you look desirable. A woman can be 30 pounds overweight, but if she's got fire in her eyes, she's beautiful. They suck your soul out for a bunch of baubles and garbage. They make you think if you don't have fame and aren't well known that you have nothing. None of that means anything, folks. In fact, it's actually a detriment at the end of the day, unless you're doing it for good. Having a fancy car means nothing. I have no desire to have some fancy car. I want a car that runs well, that's got good acceleration, that isn't going to break down on my family. But after that, I don't care. And I don't want fancy clothes. I mean, I'm not a Buddhist monk or anything, and I'm not a Buddhist, but I almost want to sometimes shave my head and walk around in a loincloth. I mean, I don't want to wear jewelry and crud hanging off of me. I don't want to be arrogant. I don't want to be vain. People mistake my anger and my focus and my energy as arrogance. It's not arrogance. It's life force crying out against the spirit of the New World Order of the Antichrist. I love life. I love wholesomeness. I told you many times I love driving in a car and seeing the cut fields, the rows of crops, and of seeing people on tractors and happy children running in yards. I love seeing a dog with puppies. I love life force. I love it. I'm not afraid to die because I realize I am part of that life force. I realize we're all part of a chain. You're black. You're white. We all come from the same cloth. We are all together. We breathe the same air. We drink the same water. People say, well, then why are you bashing all the illegal aliens coming in? Because they've been mobilized tribally by the New World Order in the chess game. I'm fighting the chess game they're playing. I don't dislike those people. I know why they wave their Mexican flags. They're tribal. They haven't had it drummed out of them yet. They're more healthy. They're not aborting their babies. They're having children. They're living. The point is they've been used as a weapon by the New World Order. And whatever the New World Order's designs are, we've got to fight them. People say, well, then reach out to the illegal aliens. I don't have a lot of money. I don't have a lot of staff. I don't have the time. I don't to put everything into Spanish and do it and translate it. You do it. Please. Be my guest. All right, I said I get to the news. I just see what Gary Hart and all these snakes are doing and everything else, and then I just want to warn people. And I just want you to feel good about yourself, and I want you to realize you are in the middle of so much good. This is not hell. People sarcastically say, you know, I don't think there's a hell. This is hell. This isn't hell. Beautiful oceans crashing into moss-covered rocks and lighthouses, to use the cliche. The milk and honey running through the streets. And then everything out of the New World Order, everything it pumps out is vile and poisonous. So I see these seeping sores everywhere on the beauty. And let me tell you, those sores are still the minority, but they are spreading and they are taking over, and I don't like seeing it happen. And as my discernment increases over the years, sharpens, I just see things more and more clearly now. And my mind, again, is just alive electrically with wonderment and thankfulness, and on my knees. I'm on my knees every second in my soul before God. I am on my knees every second in thanks. And except for the few times a day that I feel my psyche shift into an evil, dark light, and it's just so horrible, once you know good, to feel yourself shift into wickedness. And those that love darkness think that if they just run darker, if they just run deeper down the rat hole, that they're going to find something. And you're not ever going to find anything but more pain. We are in a time that tries men and women's souls. That is true. We're in a time of great opportunity and great testing and great challenge. You are alive literally at the end of a great age and the beginning of an even greater age to come. And it is going to be a test of those that love good and those that love light versus those that love darkness. I may look foul and even act foul sometimes, but you know I feel fair. And that's because from the bottom of my heart, from the very bedrock of my soul, I want you to know that I love all of you out there that seek after goodness and who still have a conscience and who love the innocent and who love life. For those that have embraced darkness, that have been fully given over to it, they only see my statements as weakness and they snicker and they cackle. But they know deep in their heart, deep in their soul, that they have already failed. Since the foundations of the earth were laid down, you were destined to fail miserably. God has things in store that the ear has not heard, that the eye has not seen, that we cannot even imagine and fathom as we spread across the stars. And the New World Order hates it. They hate the fact that we're destined to people the stars, that we're destined to travel to distant galaxies, that we are destined to grow into something so incredible and beautiful. Right now, we are literally in a larval stage, ladies and gentlemen, for what God has planned for us. And they try to have the establishment churches give you a lie, give you something watered down, give you poison, give you a fraud, until you turn away from the great destiny of humanity. I watch that winning film festival submission where humans are this disease and this plight, and oh, it's horrible curtains when it shows spaceships taking off from the planet and going out into the universe like we're some disease. No, it's people that have that view about humanity who are the disease. And every time you find out who the true authors of environmental degradation are, they are the authors. They are the handmaidens. They are the masons who built their black temples to their dark gods. They are selfish and they are weak. All right, I'm done preaching. Unsolicited advice to the government of Iran. This is a letter by Gary Hart. Now, again, this is crafted, this is twisted, but this is to someone in statescraft, they will know exactly what this means instantaneously. I read this, Tim read this, and I read what I thought it meant, and he said that's exactly the point. I wanted to see if you thought the same thing I thought. Exactly. Presuming, this is him writing to Iran. Gary Hart, Senator Hart, Homeland Security creator. Presuming that you are not actually ignorant enough to desire war with the United States, you might be well advised to read the history of the sinking of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor in 1898, staged event, and the history of the Gulf of Tonkin in 1964. Now been completely declassified, that was totally staged, no one attacked the ships went in with gunboats and attacked the shore, and the Vietnamese were smart enough not to fire back. Now you'll argue about 1898 because of History Channel disinfo specials, but what is known is they didn't blow the ship up and the government knew that. Their backup story is they knew it was the boiler and lied, but everybody had gone off the ship for a strange leave, they never did, and then it blew up. Come on. So that's stage two. And Bush says he crafts himself and is after William McKinley, the president at the time. All right, so he says, hey, you might, you don't think we'll attack you? You know about the USS Maine and you know about the Gulf of Tonkin, palsy? Remember, it's Gary Hart who said we need to use this disaster, 9/11 attacks, to create a new world order. He goes on, having done so, you will surely recognize that Americans are reluctant to go to war unless attacked. That's a double meaning. He's saying, well, we haven't been attacked, but we could be. See, you think they're against the war right now, but somebody could stage a Tonkin or Havana. By the way, Gary Hart's a well-known historian. He's written a bunch of history books, and he is quite a historian. I've seen him in two-hour talks on C-SPAN. He knows more than I do in many areas, and I have a generalist. I have general knowledge. The point is that he has written books on our military history. He's an expert on McKinley. See, he knows this is all staged, and he's saying, hey, we staged stuff, buddy. Now, Zbigniew Brzezinski, founder of the Trilateral Commission, David Rockefeller's main minion, his legate, said what on, what was it, February 7th? Was it 9th? I forget. Of this year, he said, hey, they may stage terror attacks and provocations to attack Iran. See, that's right out in the open. So did you hear that? Having done so, you will surely recognize that Americans are reluctant to go to war unless attacked. Until Pearl Harbor, we were even reluctant to get involved in World War II. For historians of American wars, the question is whether we provoke provocations. He comes right out and says, for historians of American wars, the question is whether we provoke provocations. Gary Hart says, you better do what we say. We'll stage it. He says it clearly. With one little membrane of maneuvering where he can say, that's not what I said, because he knows that the average moron who hasn't truly even become a conscious creature won't be able to read that and see what it says. Let me read it to you again slowly. This is a letter by Gary Hart, the architect of the Homeland Security apparatus, the guy who bragged about how we're about to get hit and we're going to take all your rights when it happens and we need to use 9/11 after it happened, a couple days after, for a new world order. Presuming that you are not actually ignorant enough to desire war with the United States, you might be well advised to read the history of the sinking of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor in 1898 and the history of the Gulf of Tonkin in 1964. Having done so, you would surely recognize that Americans are reluctant to go to war unless attacked. Until Pearl Harbor, we were even reluctant to get involved in World War II. For historians of American wars, the question is whether we provoke provocations. Do I have neocon, little weak neocon followers listening? right now. This is Gary Hart. Okay, this is the guy that wrote the Homeland Security Plan. This is the guy who's definitely at the highest levels of this. The Hart-Rubin Commission saying the question is, do we stage things? And he just gave two examples of where it was staged. A historian. A top globalist strategist who carries out policy. They came out with the Homeland Security 51 recommendations before 9/11. And after 9/11, 48 of the 51, the other, Hart says 48 were implemented. I look, 51 were implemented. He says, well, we didn't get a national ID card. He's playing games there. We have one. That was one of the ones they claimed they didn't get. And they did get it. It's a little snickering joke at the public that isn't informed. And it goes on, and it gets even worse, folks. We'll come back into that, and I promise I'm going to spend a lot of time on Saddam. That is the huge story. He tried to give up, and they said, no, we've got to run a genocide op against you, and we'll go over all the evidence of that. Ultra-massive reports, ultra-massive information. Call everybody you know. Tell them to tune in. I want them to hear this Saddam information coming up. I mean, this proves the whole war, without a shadow of a doubt, was premeditated, bloodthirsty genocide.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end. Oh, how the elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. No safety, no safety.
the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order. New world coming. America will become increasingly vulnerable to hostile attack on our homeland, and our military superiority will not entirely protect us. Americans will likely die on American soil, possibly in large numbers.
All right. Let's go ahead and play Gary Hart. This is 2 days after 9/11 on C-SPAN, saying that on a Council on Foreign Relations meeting that Limbaugh says doesn't exist. And by the way, Limbaugh used to say it didn't exist 10 years ago. Now he'll say it exists but doesn't run anything. So now he tries to say, I never said it didn't exist. Yeah, buddy, I heard it out of your mouth hundreds of times. Literally hundreds of times. Here is the CFR. Here's Gary Hart gloating right after 9/11 saying, use it to set up a new world order. Here it is.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order. New world coming.
All right. And that's the second clip from the same piece. That's in Road to Tyranny. It's also in Masters of Terror. You can watch them on Google Video for free or watch them in higher quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. We got a bunch of the new TV reports and a bunch of the films, several of the films in the new super high quality. We're going to be going back and uploading all the old films in the next few months into the new super high quality. The old versions are still better than Google, but even more reason to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. You'll be able to see Endgame, all of it, in the type of quality that you'll see at the new Endgame website, whatistheendgame.com and endgamethemovie.com. Just go there. You've got a T1 or a good cable modem. You can watch it in the quality that the new stuff is on at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, later in the next hour, we're going to put the phones up so you can give us your take on Gary Hart. But, I mean, what take is there? This is now up on PrisonPlanet.com, where he says to Iran, Gary Hart, presuming that you are not actually ignorant enough to desire war with the United States, you might be well advised to read the history of the sinking of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor in 1898, the history of the Gulf of Tonkin in 64. He goes on to say, for historians of American wars, the question is whether we provoke provocations. He's saying, hey, we'll blow stuff up. In fact, Hart came out a few years ago and said nukes will go off in Dallas, Denver, Cleveland, and Chicago. Who do you think is going to detonate those? And it'll all be over then. See, all the yuppiedom, all the baubles, all the trinketry that you worship won't matter much anymore. And I know you'll run and worship those that did it. I understand some of you out there. But a lot of us won't. A lot of us will know. You see, that's why I've got courage, because I'm willing to die. And I don't mean I'm going to run out and start some fight. I mean, if I have to be grabbed and tortured or killed to fight a bunch of murderers and stage attacks and try to launch World War III, I mean, but none of that has to happen. If you'll just stand up, if you'll just get involved, if you'll just take action, it's up to you if they're going to win or not. It's not a foregone conclusion. You control the destiny.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.